Voices of Delmarva are as diverse as our landscape. Today we meet Nancy Lynch of Bethel, Delaware, author of the Vietnam Mailbag, which contains letters published in the Wilmington News Journal.
Shortly after my graduation from the University of Delaware, I was a general assignment newspaper reporter with the News Journal papers in Wilmington, Delaware. And editors came to me in spring of 68 and asked if I would like to correspond with our troops in Vietnam, who were already receiving as a public service the morning newspaper at the News Journal. And I didn't even hesitate. I said, you bet, I am in. I would love to all of a sudden have 800 new pen pals. Short answer, actually, I sent a form letter to the troops. We had obviously all their military addresses and said, introduced myself and the column. And I said, I hope you'll write, but I sure understand if you don't. Because you guys are a little busy fighting a war. Waited 3 weeks, nothing happened, and I was pretty sure that, well, maybe nothing would happen. But that was okay, because I knew that going into it. And then, the very next day, after sort of having doubts, the very first letter arrived. And I remember sitting in the newsroom in Wilmington and just holding the letter and just staring at it. I didn't even open it. And I realized this letter has come 12,000 miles from Vietnam, from the war, and it's addressed to me. And the next day there were 10 letters, and the next day 15 more. This just rolled on, and what was to be a once-a-week column every Monday became, in 3 weeks, a twice-a-week column. Absolutely.
Nancy, tell me about one of the letters.
Among the first that I received in that summer of 68 was from a West Point captain. He flew helicopters. At that time, only officers could fly. And he wrote, he was very proper, I remember, and he wrote, Dear Miss Lynch, not Nancy, but Dear Miss Lynch, and how strongly he believed in the cause, the fight against communism, that we were in Vietnam for the right reasons and doing the right things, despite the fact that he had seen his buddies shot out of the air and troops on the ground killed or maimed. And I'll never forget, the date of that letter was May 4th, 1968. He was shot down and killed by the very hostile gunfire he wrote about on May 5th, 1968. The very next day. Now, I've been in touch with his family, who has confirmed to me that indeed was the very last letter he ever wrote.
Would you like to share an excerpt from the book?
I guess this one. Hi, I guess that's a good way to start this letter. I really don't know what to say. My name is Corporal Ron Bleacher. I lived in Wilmington and Ellesmere all my life. I won't say how long I've been in Vietnam. I'll just tell you I have 44 days left. I am with Hotel Company, 2nd Battalion, 5th Marines at An Hoa. I saw your article with Corporal John Caro. About 10 minutes ago, I was just talking to him. We've been out in the field now for 27 days, and his company was just choppered into our area. We both talked for about 20 minutes before he left. He told me to write. Myself, I really don't think we should be over here. Two of my best friends were killed over here. For what? These ungrateful people? This country? If this is what they died for, it isn't a hell of a lot. He told me to say what I thought, so I am. All I want to know is for what or why. I'm just glad I'm getting out of here. 3 weeks later, on September 29th, Corporal Bleacher was shot and killed by enemy gunfire during a military operation. When I give talks and I read the letters, I ask the audience to think hard about what war is this letter from? Because there are so many parallels from Vietnam to today's wars of undetermined length, undeclared, where the ally looks like the enemy. And I think it's important that, I don't want to say a cliche, but does history repeat itself? Because my guys are talking about so many of the very things that our troops, men and women, today are talking about.
Nancy Lynch, one of the many voices of Delmarva. I'm Angela Byrd. To hear the story again, please visit delmarvapublicradio.net.